Let's start with prayer. Dearly Father, thank you for this beautiful day we had and the good services we had earlier. Please help me to say what you want me to say and just help someone get something out of this and help all the many needs and sick. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
So my title for my thoughts today is Hope or Don't Give Up. The song Don't Give Up has been on my mind recently. This song is really an encouragement to me because one of the main messages in it is don't give up. Don't give up when you're in the heat of the trial and it's really tough and you can't seem to see the end. God will always see you through. He'll turn your test into a testimony. Don't give up praying for that unsaved family or friend member, even though it seems they will never get saved. Just remember, God still works miracles and he knows how to speak to them. It's also his will that everyone gets saved, as it says in 2 Peter 3:9. Don't give up praying for that sick one. God still heals. If he can raise ones from the dead, he can surely heal that affliction. God never wants us to lose hope or give up. He wants us to keep praying for them and get strength from him and push through. He will always be there to help us make it. The song goes on to say, keep the faith. We need to have faith that no matter what the outcome of our circumstances are, that God means good it for good and has a purpose for it. He will work our situations out, many times maybe not as quickly as we'd like, but he has a reason for it. And we need to have the confidence that God knows what he's doing. The definition of confidence is a feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something, or firm trust. We can put our faith and confidence in God. He has promised to never leave us or forsake us. He will always be there when you pray. He is the one who we can run to for shelter when life's problems start to overwhelm us. The song goes on to say, someone really loves you. God has such a great unimaginable love for us. That's why he will always be there to help us succeed and claim the victory. In Ephesians 3:19, it says, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. This scripture has a lot of depth because the first part says, and to know the love of Christ. That in itself is such a blessing because God chose you to serve him and to know his love. Not everyone knows that God loves them and will always be there for them. We are blessed. The next part of the scripture says, which passes knowledge. Like I said earlier, God has an unimaginable love for us that's so great we can't fully comprehend the extent of it. The last part of this scripture says, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. God has so many blessings to give us, such as love, peace, grace, strength, comfort, and many more. Another part of the song says, someone really cares. In 1 Peter 5:7, it says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. God cares about even the smallest details of our lives. He cares about all of our problems and burdens we have, because he loves us. We can always cast our burdens on him and seek his grace and guidance. Romans 8:39 says, nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So we can take great comfort in the knowledge that God will always be there for us and we never have to lose hope or give up because we always have a hope. Like the hymn says, we have a hope within our souls. In 1 Peter 3:15 it says, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is within you. With meekness and fear. We need to share this amazing hope with others. That's why studying and reading the Bible and praying is so important, because it prepares us for an opportunity to witness to people. We can also witness through the way we act. People are watching us and how we react to things. We may be the only Bible some people read. One reason why it's so important to share hope is because most of us have felt hopeless at some time in our lives. It can be very easy to get discouraged when life pressures are pushing us down and stressing us out, but our prayers haven't been answered yet. But the best thing to do when we start feeling down or hopeless is to praise God and remember all the prayers he has answered and know he will do it again. We just have to keep holding on in faith and prayer.